Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number three here on a Wednesday on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening along on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AMTheFan or Twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by Dave Bartu to talk some college football and some trends and patterns that are emerging in the college football world. And we're going to continue the conversation we had last segment about the Lakers being sold, because this is actually a huge deal. But first, your local Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic at Langdon Farms Golf Course, brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Time is indeed running out. You need to get your foursomes in by Sunday. That is the cutoff. So you have 4 days, 5 days. I swear. Including today, to get it done. There is a handful of morning rounds left. That is it. Afternoon is gone, and if you're there in the morning, you get the Victoricos breakfast burritos with the best combination of breakfast burrito and red sauce on the planet. It is phenomenal. I have found that if I'm going to have an early golf round, I love a breakfast burrito. It is the best pre-golf, early golf meal you could have. It is phenomenal.
It's so good. I had to have a conversation with the people of Victoricos. Their store is too close to my house, someone who's constantly worrying about weight, I can't have delicious food that close to me. I need
particularly
a garden salad. Right. Mm-hmm. It's too delicious. It's too good. I need to move or they need to move. Yeah.
I don't think they're going anywhere too close to me. And if you're in the morning or the afternoon flight, you will have Matt's Barbecue catering you in the red shed after you get it out there. And just play the best golf of your life, certainly, at Langdon Farms Golf Course. We'll have you covered there. Toyota sponsoring a hole-in-one challenge on the 13th hole. All of us will be out there at the clown hole, or as I've heard some people call it, the nipple hole.
I heard it was the turtle hole.
There you go.
Did it get some changes to it?
I don't know. But
is there now another bump in it?
It's the par 3 sixth. We'll have the tents out there with the all of the beverages of sorts. We'll be out there having a grand old time. It's one of my favorite events of the year. I love that day. I clear it out on my calendar appropriately to make sure we're covered. That's just the way of the world as it pertains to that. And then 24 hours later, we'll have the NBA draft. So it's going to be a packed 48 hours. So if you are interested, you need to get in now if you want to grab one of the last couple spots here, go to 1080thefan.com and click on the Fan Golf Classic and get in there. Breaking news in the last segment from Shams Charania of ESPN. The Los Angeles Lakers are being sold, the majority share are being sold to a group led by Mark Walter, the CEO and chairman of TWG Global. For those that are unaware, they already had a 26% stake in the team that I was talking about with Guggenheim. And Ramona Shelburne has it as they had the right of first refusal as a part of this process. So this was always going to be heading down this path one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, if you're not aware, Mark Walter is the owner and chairman of the group that owns the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Los Angeles Sparks, and a Formula One team. All are and have been successful.
Yes, and the professional, it doesn't say he owns a team. I think he owns the league for the Professional Women's Hockey League, which seems to be successful-ish. Look, he's a guy who's not afraid to spend money, but he's also...
hire the right people.
He spends money like he's Uncle Stevie with the Mets,
mm-hmm.
yet he maximizes his dollars like he's Billy Bean mm-hmm. with the A's. So you have the best of both worlds in a guy who cares about sports, cares about being popular in sports, and if you're LA, it's a guy who gets LA sports clearly, right? He owns three LA-based teams, and he's been highly successful with both of those teams, right? He's gone out and gotten stars for the MLB team. He's gotten WNBA stars for the women's basketball team. He's been a part of this organization in the Lakers for quite a while.
Holy crap. We have the largest valuation sale of a sports team in
what's the number
history.
What's the number?
Take a guess.
Take a guess? Well, if you're saying that, we didn't get to double digits on the Billies, did we? We got to double digits on the Billies?
Are we going 10 and a half?
$10 billion.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's like 39 years.
Like I said, the valuation was 7, but it was going to be probably 9.5.
Well, you always overpay. And is he now getting full, like, sole ownership stake?
No. This is the $10 billion valuation.
Oh, okay. So he's not paying $10 billion.
No. So,
I misunderstood.
This is a tweet from Shams. Mark Walters entered an agreement to purchase majority ownership of the Lakers and the Buss family for a valuation of approximately $10 billion. So whatever percent of the team that he buys will be a percent of $10
billion. Gotcha. So if he bought 51%, he's spending $5.1 billion.
Yeah. So,
gotcha.
And they're already at 26. And I couldn't find it.
Is it prorated?
I think it's 15% is necessary. It's either 15 or 20, 15 or 20, somewhere in that range.
I think I remember seeing that number a while back, and it was, I think the 15 or so sounds right.
15,
I don't think it's
six
up to 20.
Out. Yeah.
But that's what you need in order to be governor. Now, we also saw this with Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks, and then he was unceremoniously pushed out the door. So whether or not Jeannie Buss does indeed stay as the governor and representative voice of the Lakers, I don't know. But I will say, though, that Mark Walter and the Guggenheim group, who already invested in the Lakers, have a standing relationship with Jeannie Buss.
Right.
And maybe they're okay with going down that because of the Buss family and their lineage and their heritage with the organization and allowing that to continue. Obviously, they've been successful. They've won multiple titles in multiple eras. Just 5 years ago, they won a title. Obviously, you had the Kobe Shaq Lakers and then the Kobe Pau Gasol Lakers that also mm-hmm. won titles. So it's not like this is a lost franchise. They've been successful in multiple iterations under the leadership of Jeannie Buss. But yeah, this is a $10 billion valuation, the largest valuation in the world
for
a team sale.
I'm going through Mr. Walter's his Wikipedia right now. Mm-hmm. Why did he choose L.A.? He's not. There's no like L.A. background or basing
because
there.
You have money and it's the biggest market. Like, look, New York's the quote unquote biggest market. L.A. is the brand of sports.
I think it's the brand of pop culture.
Yeah.
Because not only do you have all the big sports stars there, but you also have the movie stars, you have the TV stars. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, New York, obviously there's like plays and stuff like that, and they still obviously shoot shows, but this seems to be the spot. But this is a guy from Iowa. He went to Creighton. He went to Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't really have any ties over there, but
he's just smart.
Ever since he's been a Dodgers owner, he's already won two World Series. Mm-hmm. He was a part of Andretti Racing, which if you don't know anything about the Andrettis, they're really freaking good at racing. They're the number one family. He owns the Cadillac Formula One team. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't watch Drive to Survive. I'll text my brother and figure out if that's halfway decent. He's been a part of your basketball team since basically your last title, right? And even though he didn't get a ring with that crew, he understands the inner workings, right? He understands how the business is done and how he can maximize it or hire people to maximize it. He literally owns a professional league. Oh, and by the way, he's a part of two of the better soccer entities. He's a part of Chelsea and he's part of RCE Stratsboro. So this guy, this is the best case scenario for Laker fans.
And I hate everything about it.
Has a sports team had a better 6 months than the Lakers without winning a title? Is this the best 6 months in the history of sports that a team could have without winning one?
I mean, getting Luka gifted to you on a platter. And
you got Luka
having,
for nothing.
Yeah.
And well, then you
I mean,
got
AD's not nothing, but yeah, nowhere near the return that was necessary. I mean, we just saw.
You got Luka for pennies on the dollar.
Yes, 100%.
You got Luka for pennies on the dollar. You got a brand new owner who is the smartest owner in sports right now and one of the owners with deeper pockets, and he's a true sports guy.
Who's been successful basically everything he touches.
100%. And you're going to trade Austin Reeves probably this offseason and get a great center back in return. I don't know how, but some way, somehow, Pelinka's going to fleece someone, and all of a sudden, Wemby's going to be a Laker.
Yeah, well, we're not going that far, for the love of God. Spurs would murder somebody. But yeah, like it's if you're this ownership group coming in, you're coming in at the best time because you're in between eras and you have a face of the franchise, face of the league type in Luka Doncic. You're going to be able to do the LeBron highlight tour when he does decide to retire, and you're going to milk that for every penny it's worth. And you're going to usher in a new era. And this, again, I jokingly say this, but this is like a, it's not a dark time, but it is like, oh crap, if you're the rest of the league. Because the marquee organization, the flagship organization, honestly, your two flagship organizations, the Celtics and the Lakers, have been sold within a year of each other. The two most storied franchises, 17 and 18 titles. You're talking about 35 titles in your league's history. Those two franchises are turning over to ownership groups that have a metric crap ton of money coming from mom and pop shops, both the Grusbecks and the Buss families. Like, this is like those two teams and what they can do. Now, the Lakers ownership group has proven it in multiple ways in various sports and other entities, up, down, left, right, and everywhere in between.
They win.
And they have LA ties with the Sparks and with the Dodgers.
Right, and they care. Now, to bring it back to a local perspective, what does this do for the Blazers? Does this up the Blazers at all?
I think there's a possibility that it does because you're seeing these numbers that just keep going up and going up and going up. Like, if you're selling, now's a good time to sell because you've had now back-to-back record-breaking sales.
Right.
Actually, back-to-back-to-back when you talk about the Suns, the Celtics, and the Lakers. Like, valuations that were like, whoa. Now, I don't think this is going to bump the Blazers up from $4 to $5 billion. But
4.5?
But does this bump them up to a solid 4.5? And that makes things interesting. Like, and the fact that this was just kind of quiet, 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 and then boom is surprising and not surprising, but I would imagine this is the ownership version of the Orlando Magic making an offer to the Memphis Grizzlies they just couldn't refuse, that Walter and his group made an offer at a $10 billion valuation when just a few months ago the Lakers were valued at just over $7
billion. Right.
Like, you basically gave them a 40% overvaluation to get this done and to start pushing forward, because you probably see that, again, not that a player matters in like a sale. Don't get me wrong. Having a Luka, LeBron, a Giannis, a Jokic,
it definitely helps.
It matters. But when you buy a franchise, you're looking at decades.
Right.
But I would imagine if you're looking around the league and you're looking at things right now and where things are at, like, if I'm ever going to get in, this certainly doesn't hurt.
No, 100%. Well, and you're in a market, too, again, like we talked about earlier, where it's never gone down. For the Blazers, the other question that I would have, does this kind of point to a possibility of it being extremely quiet on who does come in and buy the Blazers? You didn't hear anything about this. Now, the Celtics one, that was drawn out. You knew, hey, they were going to be selling, and you had an idea between a couple different buyers of, hey, it's going to be one of these people, right?
Yes.
Is there a chance for the Blazers that all of a sudden we wake up tomorrow and, hey, we're not married like that one poor sucker from earlier in the show, but, hey, the Blazers have been sold?
See, I feel like this one probably came out of nowhere because he's already kind of a house candidate, and he did have the right of first refusal.
Yeah,
basically. So that's probably why we didn't hear a ton about it ahead of time. So I'm guessing.
So could it still? But is there still a way for it to still stay quiet with the Blazers? Like, is there? I know it's not going to be an in-house person, more than likely.
Well, yes, but there's going to be from the press release that we got. It will be a quasi auction process that's going to be held by a third party. I don't know how quiet that'll be kept. I'm sure we'll start hearing some names. Hmm. You know, with the Celtics, you know, you heard some names. And then again, with the expansion in Seattle and Las Vegas, I have a pretty good idea of the teams, the groups that are locked in on those.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a lot. The ownership group for the Seattle Kraken is, I would put near the top of the list as the ownership group with other partners who are looking to get the Seattle franchise.
Which would be smart for them.
Yeah.
Same building, everything.
You're solidifying things much like Walter is in LA with the Dodgers and Lakers. Right. You have the two biggest brands.
It's what Paul Allen could have done in Portland. It's why people are frustrated with him never bringing in the hockey team.
Yeah. And so it will be interesting. And then in Las Vegas, I read off Bill Simmons' tweet from 2022 the other day about, I can't wait for Rafael Devers to be traded for five prospects while Fenway Sports Group cuts payroll in anticipation of buying the Las Vegas franchise. Like, that's been like the worst kept secret in basketball, that Fenway Sports Group and LeBron James are going to be partners on the franchise in Las Vegas. Now, certainly somebody else could come over the top because, you know, the other part of this is when you're talking about locally, and not just the Allen estate, but the NBA at all and at large, is that if this valuation is up and the Blazers are up and the Celtics are up, does now the expansion rights fees, they lock in? Like, there's been talks about it being $6 billion. Is the floor now $6 billion?
Yeah.
Just for the expansion rights.
Which, that's insane, because you would think, like, the Blazers, I understand it's a smaller market. You still have a title here. You have a franchise that has been very successful.
You have a fan base that is very locked in. If you look over,
how could the expansion rights be more?
And that's the thing, is like, it gets very crazy and it starts limiting who gets into it. But also, the NBA needs more deep-pocketed owners. Like, as I've talked about over and over again, you have this in the NFL. You have the Brown family, who they have basically the same net worth as Clay Bennett, who owns Oklahoma City Thunder. It's roughly $600 million to $800 million, depending on what you look at. But they aren't like billions upon billions. Now, it doesn't necessarily guarantee success. Yes, it has done wonders for the Clippers and Ballmer, who just throws money at everything.
Right.
Like, for as much as the Clippers are, you know, quote-unquote a joke, they've been very successful.
Under Steve Ballmer, 100%. Yes. And again, but they're successful, not just because of his deep pockets, but because he's an owner that cares.
Yes.
It's why when the Blazers had a lot of their success, you had an owner who cared. Mm-hmm. And yes, he was willing to throw money at it, but he cared. And he got the right people in the right positions.
You can also have somebody with all the money in the world that is nothing but a problem, see the Carolina Panthers.
Right. I think the Cleveland Guardians, if I remember right, their owners are top three in the MLB. Like, everyone thinks of the Yankees as the big bad wolf. They're willing
to
spend a bunch of money.
Very similar to the Buss family. They do not have the cash on hand or resources
that they used to have, right?
Yes. Like, 40 years ago, yeah.
Yes.
But we are in a different economic climate to where you have got to have billions with a capital B.
Right. You're not going against electricians and plumbers at ownership groups anymore. You're going up against big wigs.
The richest people on the planet.
And yet, the Yankees are still willing to spend, and Cleveland is not, because they're running it more like a business.
Yes.
So, when that ownership group comes in, to me, it's not necessarily going to be about the money. It's, do you have a crew that cares about sports? Do you have a sports guy? That's why this LA one, and we hit on it already a bunch, but that's why it's so scary for the NBA. You have a guy with the deepest pockets, and he's a sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Blazer fan now, I think your hope has to be, whoever comes in and whoever purchases this team, are they a sports guy or girl? Do they care about sports the way that you care, the way that I care, the way that Russ cares, the way that we care? Will they care about the team and be willing to spend money or put the right people in charge so that,
that
you can maximize the most amount of your money to maximize your franchise?
So that wraps up the breaking news of the day, and that's massive news. We talked about the NBA draft now a week away being potentially exciting. This is a pretty big deal and is going to shape basketball Like, it really is, because I just had a buddy of mine text me who's a big Lakers fan and said, should I be excited about this? And I just sent him a link to my tweet, and he goes, yes, no more poverty franchise. It's like, yes. Yeah, great, awesome, love it. But we will keep it in the world of basketball. There's a poll up on at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. My account, the 1080 account, have also retweeted it. Who is the player that you want to see the Blazers draft a week from today? And then after that, Dave Bartu will join us to talk some college football and the transfer portal. All that and more coming up on Danny and Dusty. The fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we're up against it right now, so we're going to keep this one short and sweet. I saw a joke about it, and it's not something to joke about, but it is kind of funny. Shedeur Sanders was pulled over going over 100 miles an hour and ticketed outside of camp, and I saw somebody tweet out, hey, look, he can move outside the pocket.
Look, it's young kids, and let's be fair to him, he is a younger kid. They like to drive fast in their cars. It's something, as dumb as it sounds, I have to have a talk once a week with my high school football players about being smart in the high school parking lot. Do not fake jump in front of a car, because what if you trip? Do not drive fast in the high school parking lot, because what if someone doesn't see you? Be smart in your car. Go the speed limit. Click it or ticket, right? Isn't that what they say?
It's also just don't be dumb, Georgia.
Right. Like, just, hey, man, speed limit for a reason, man. Go 10 and over and they'll probably
and
not pull you
highlights,
over.
I was going to bring the story up, but it's kind of sad and depressing. But Henry Ruggs III was granted a special release last night where he apologized to the family members of the woman whose life he took because he was drunk driving at 127 miles an hour late at night in Las Vegas and absolutely destroyed the car in front of him and killed somebody. Like, there's no, like, if you're going to be dumb, you've got the money, go to a track. Like, look, I've mentioned this before. I had a motorcycle when I was in Texas. The the speedometer on it went to 160. I pegged that thing out. And when after I got, I got the speed wobbles, and this is in the middle of nowhere. Mm. I could see the horizon 20 miles out. Like, there's nothing there. I got the speed wobbles, and my butt puckered so tight it acted as a suction cup on that seat. I let go of the throttle, and it took me God knows how long, probably 8-9 seconds before I saw the speedometer drop. So it was pegged well above a buck 60.
Right.
And I sold my bike literally the next week.
It's like,
and
nope.
I was like, I don't want to die like that or kill somebody else.
Too
don't
get
me wrong,
fast.
It was fun. Don't get me wrong. I like going fast. Right. Look, if you ever see me driving around, I drive slightly faster than most people. Nothing crazy. You will never see me bobbing and weaving from traffic. I did when I was younger, but just don't be dumb. Like, you should understand that you know all eyes are on you. Don't do this. So, all right, coming up next, Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix, will join the show to talk the world of the transfer portal and all the changes and trends that we've noticed. We'll get to that and more. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're now joined by the man, the myth, the legend, College Football Matrix, Dave Bartu. Kind enough to take some time out of his busy day to hop on with us because he was listening to us earlier. And talk about the data, the trends, the stats that are kind of bubbling up in college football as it pertains to the college football transfer portal. Bartu, how you doing, man?
Dude, I am doing great. I'm doing great, man. Been a little while, but... Man, it is just a nice day out here in Forest Grove, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it was pouring down rain when I left, so hopefully it's cleared up a little bit. What are we looking at in the college football world right now? You texted me and you're like, hey, man, I've got some data on this. What are the trends that are popping out over the last couple of years as the explosion of the transfer portal went crazy in the first couple of years, and we've seen some changes that have popped out of that?
Well, there have been, and Let me start by taking a look at from one of my perspectives, mm-hmm. okay? Because as you know, besides building coaching staffs in the NFL and in college football, one of the things that we have worked on is the NFL draft and early player identification across the country for college programs. And as this pertains to the NFL draft, okay, before the transfer portal ever opened up, one of the things that I always followed in the NFL draft is when a program, or should I say an organization, drafted a guy, I was always looking to see if he had a transfer on his resume. Okay? Mm-hmm. And obviously, over the last few years, the number of guys drafted with a transfer on their resume has exploded. But there's two different kinds of transfers that I was looking at. There was a guy that transferred up and the guy that transferred down. And as you know, I've been following recruiting and talking about it for nearly two decades now. And to me, a transfer down is like a guy going from Oregon to Oregon State or Oregon State to Portland State. Okay. Mm-hmm. Transfer up is the opposite. Guy goes from Portland State to Oregon, Oregon State to Oregon. That is a transfer up in a talent profile. Well, at the NFL level, if you have a transfer up, the average guy versus the guys with a transfer down started per player nearly 700% more games.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay. And I know that was a big mouthful, but basically the hypothesis is, if you're not good enough to make it where you're at and you transfer down, you aren't making it in the NFL. Those guys with a transfer down start less than one full season per player.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, Dave, but that makes sense to me, because like when you think about guys like a JT Daniels, right? Like he transfers once and then he transfers again and he transfers again and he transfers again because it didn't work out for him in these other areas, right? Like he starts out at USC, then he goes to Georgia, doesn't work there, then he's transferring again, and all of a sudden it looks like his college football career looks like a Girl Scout belt, right? Where he's got all the different badges from all the different teams that he played for. Now, we were talking about Texas, right? And Murad Watson, the defensive tackle from Syracuse, he transfers over to Texas. Is there any data on players that transfer up, but transfer up to a school that kind of is known as like Texas? They're known as a D tackle. You go there and they put you into the league. Is this a way of helping a player like a Watson take a next step forward?
Okay. There's a couple things. Number one, I don't believe in that player development crap. Okay. The reason Texas has so many draft picks is because they've been a top five recruiter for 25 years.
Okay, so more about the player, less about the coaches.
You know, in the last 20 years, guess who has the most starts in the NFL? Alabama. Who's the number one recruiter in the last 20 years? Alabama.
Fair.
Right? Fair. Who's number two? Georgia. Guess who the number two recruiter is? Right? I mean, you just kind of go. If you want to see about player development, look at your programs like an Iowa that recruits in the 30s, yet has top 20 in player starts in the NFL. Okay? So I just want to get that out of the way for everybody listening. That kid going to Texas, as long as he's healthy, I don't think it changes anything for him. Now, maybe somewhere in there, maybe the nutrition, maybe the physical therapy, maybe there's something little at Texas, but I don't think it is Texas-oriented. It is the quality of the overall program, the money they have. Now, it may get him more noticed. We do know that, 76% of everybody drafted over the last 20 years come from a team above 500. Mm-hmm. So, to me, if you want to get drafted, if you want to improve the odds, get on a winning team. Mm-hmm. That's one of your first things, and it'll get them noticed. Now, with Texas, you're also going to a top-five defensive coordinator. Pete Kiyakowski is an excellent defensive coordinator, so not only are you going to get seen at Texas, Texas is going to pile up a lot of wins, but this is a defensive coordinator that knows how to run a defense. So if you're successful under him, I also think that helps a little bit. But ultimately, the number one thing in terms of production in the NFL, do you have the frame and do you have the athleticism? And if you don't have one or the other, you're never going to make it. So But that's a great example of a guy that transferred up, Syracuse to Texas. That is a player that we're going to circle, and that, to me, is a good transfer for Texas. It's the down ones that concern me. And by the way, if you have any questions about any team, I have the last 3 years transfer up, transfer down right in front of me.
Well, Dave, what are the overall trends that you've noticed in the last couple of years when we talk about the transfer portal as programs around the country are starting to put their hands more around it? And the original kind of burgeoning years, Lincoln Riley takes, you know, half of Oklahoma with him and then brings in one of the top wide receivers in Jordan Addison from Pitt and does that the first real, like, scoop them up and go and get running. It seems we've gotten away from that a little bit. Does the data back that up, or is there still more of that happening?
It's still okay. So what I see, I would have thought by now that like transfers have slowed down a little bit, right? You know, we've had 3 years, but the number of transfers post spring ball has gone up every year for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we're still not getting a lot of continuity. I would have thought that players would have been fleshed out more by spring and that those numbers would start to drop. And so we're seeing a pretty consistent flushing out of players, maybe a little bit more each year. I think one of the things that really pops out is having a big single transfer class is kind of like a pig in a python, right? You put all your eggs in one basket and it's going to turn out really bad for you at some point. It may be a really good hit for you, mm-hmm. right? But at some point it's going to turn. Florida State took a massive number of transfers a few years ago, almost got them in the playoffs. Personal note, should have got them in the playoffs. then they all left. Boom. It craters. Mel Tucker tried to cheat the system at Michigan State, transferred in a ton of kids. Mm-hmm. Very next year, cratered, right? And we see it over, you know, over A&M. Jimbo, cratered. Lincoln Riley, big, huge transfer portal, cratered, you know? And every once in a while, you'll get a lucky one. You'll get a Indiana mm-hmm. with an excellent top 25 coaching staff that brought all their kids up from James Madison. You'll get probably the biggest anomaly, I hate to say it, is primetime, Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somehow, you know, and now is that a lot of Shedeur Sanders? Did he just elevate the team that much? But overall, I think programs, the transfers are still there, but it's more evenly spread out. We're not seeing big, huge chunks of players coming in and out. But I can tell you, when we do have that, I believe that is a harbinger of bad things to come for that program because they are struggling to find and identify players.
Dave, I got a question here on the fan text line. I think it's actually pretty poignant. We talk about the difference between transferring up and transferring down. Is there any markers that are either positive or negative or any kind of correlation that show for guys that are lateral transfers, like CJ Daniels going from LSU to Miami, or James Thompson going from Wisconsin to Illinois? I know there's some transfer up, transfer down that's a little tighter there. But yeah, when you look at relatively the same level, is there any correlation that pops up with those guys?
No, I'm not finding that yet. I haven't dove into what is a lateral transfer. You know, is Wisconsin and Illinois a lateral transfer? You know, and so forth. So I've just kind of had a hard line. Are they going to a better recruiter? Or are they going to a worse recruiter? I think the one thing, though, that we are seeing is the more you abuse the portal or you overutilize it, or should I say the less roster continuity you have, the bigger your struggles, right? I think that's, you know, and you look at if we go back to, let's say, 2023, and we look at programs there and look at everybody that transferred in and out, you'll see these programs consistently year over year. If you have that really big transfer bubble, it's going to catch up to you. You know, 2 years ago, Oklahoma, if you look at your top recruiters, TCU, 11 transfers in, 17 transfers in, struggled. Oklahoma, 15 transfers in, Texas A&M, had to bring in 19 guys a year ago, you know. So a lot of these programs that I am seeing that have really big transfer numbers in a year or consecutive years are really struggling. If I'm an Oregon fan, if I'm a Beaver fan, whoever's listening out there, I'm looking to see good transfers, trying to bring in starters to fill gaps, not to fill up a roster because we can't evaluate players and retain them.
Bartu, thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate you being so willing to hop on in quick, fast, and in a hurry today. We're going to have to bring you back on because I want to dive into more of this as it pertains to the ever-changing landscape of college football and just kind of the weird space that college football is in right now with so few returning high-level quarterbacks and any indicators that talk about that. But go ahead and plug what you got, man.
Oh, well, actually, I'd like to come back on sometime. And if you're a middle school coach, if you're a high school coach, hey, girls or boys sports, I want to talk about our new program for early player identification. We've rolled it out. We're working with E-Force right now. We're working with a bunch of programs. So I'd love to be able to come on and tell everybody in Oregon what we're doing to raise sports across the state.
No, I'm 100% for that. Dave Bartu, thanks for taking some time, man. We appreciate you. And enjoy the run up here to college football, and we'll bring you back on to talk about CAT, identification.
We'll go through all of it. So cool. Just give me a call. I'm in your backyard anytime,
yes,
guys.
Yes, you are. Appreciate it. That's Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. You can find him on social media, and it's always great to have him come on because it's the data that backs up everything in college football. As we wrap up today's show, we will revisit today's poll. Who do you want the Portland Trailblazers to draft a week from today? Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan. All right, as we wrap up today's show, there's a poll that I posted on the Danny and Dusty Twitter account. Which player do you want to see the Portland Trailblazers take? I listed three players, and then I gave you an option for other to reply in the comments. Three players I put in there. Two of the players that are consistently mocked to the Portland Trailblazers in Kaspar Shakshionis, the guard from Illinois, Carter Bryant, the wing from Arizona, Cedric Coward, the wing from Washington State via Eastern Washington via Willamette, and then other reply in comments. There are 345 votes. As of now, there has been a slight change in the poll from earlier in the show.
Really?
The leader is now Carter Bryant at 35.1%, Kaspar Shakshionis at 32.8%, Cedric Coward at 16.5%, and other at 15.7%.
Okay, so can I give away my vote?
Yeah.
I don't think this will sway. I voted for Yakinchunas.
Okay.
So the reasoning for that is his ability to shoot.
Yep.
That Illinois team had two players. It was him and the other big that was from one of the European countries, and I just can't remember where he was from. But that team went as those two did. And Yakinchunas can shoot the ever-living daylights out of the ball. And you see him do it.
He struggle with the injury and some confidence stuff, and that's where you kind of wonder, but as a free throw shooter, he was a positive. As a rim finisher, he was a positive. And when he was healthy and things were rolling well in the early part of the season, he was shooting the ball very well.
And we talked about Carter Bryant earlier, where his percentages are great, but he doesn't have the volume that a Yakinchunas might have. Why would it be, I guess, I'm trying to word it the correct way because I don't want to downplay Bryant because it's clear that he's an athletic freak, right? But why would it be more advantageous, or why does it seem like more Blazer fans want Bryant, the more athletic freak, but doesn't totally have the shooting volume to support the percentage
or the
that he has?
Playmaking prowess.
Right. As opposed to Yakinchunas on a team that, let's call a spade, at times struggled to put the ball in the net.
Yeah. It is interesting. Yakinchunas is a guy that I really like. And he does have some, not red flags, but at least yellow flags. The turnover rate was very high. The shooting did take a pretty massive drop. He's not able to really beat guys off the bounce consistently, but he's a pick-and-roll maestro. I mentioned the data yesterday. He was one of the tops in the NBA in the pick-and-roll as far as pick-and-roll volume. And so he's very, very, very good at navigating that. He's a very creative passer. To me, he's the second-best passer in the draft behind Yegor Demon. And I go, look, you got a 6'6 guard who's a plus passer, plus creator, gets the free throw line better than damn near anyone in college basketball. That is an innate skill that translates to the NBA. He showed that he could shoot it even though he did drop. I think ultimately in the end, and this is all depends on what you feel, that he will be a plus shooter in the NBA. I'm not talking Steph Curry. I'm talking 37%, like slightly above league average. And if you can be a 37% three-point shooter on volume, that's something that I value. And the thing that I value, I think, the most in the NBA is playmaking. Mm-hmm. And so that makes me lean towards Jakus Jonas. But if you believe in Carter Bryant, that he could go down the pathway of being a guy who comes in as a 3-and-D and develops. And again, he's not this guy, but like why you talk yourself into it, it's the size, it's the athleticism, it's the wingspan. And you go, can he take the Kawhi Leonard path? Go from just a 3-and-D guy to being able to have the on-the-ball juice. And that's the upside swing that you're talking about. So those are the two guys that I think I'm most focused on in the draft right now. There's certainly some other guys in there that pop in. I know some folks like Noah Senge. There's other people who like Yeor Demin. There's other people who like Derek Queen or Colin Murray Boyles. Fit for those guys is a lot harder, and I don't like to draft guys on my team. If I'm if you're asking me, GM Danny, what I like to build around, I don't like to be pigeonholed. Because if you have a like if you're gonna be pigeonholed because you've got a 7'5" big man in Victor Wembanyama who's a freak, or 7'1" Giannis Antetokounmpo who's an absolute freak. Like if I'm gonna be pigeonholed, I want that pigeonhole to be because something else on my roster is incredibly freaky.
Right, and I understand why the upside might be a little bit more grand with the Carter Bryant, but for me, we talk about needs and values, and we talk about that with the Ravens, right? They went out and they found a weak point. They made it strong. Why not go and get the guy who's the much more proven entity when it comes to shooting? If you're wrong, you're wrong, but at least you have a rationale that makes sense for most people.
That'll do it for today. Will, thanks for stepping in for Dusty today. Appreciate
you. Thank you for
having me. Jeff Russ behind the glass as always. Coming up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Isaac Zook, prime time. Isaac already popping into the studio and lording over me. Not quite as much as he does Dusty, but we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
No, we won't.
Oh, that's right. We won't.
Juneteenth tomorrow. We are off.
So I won't catch you tomorrow.
Friday.
I'm glad Russ reminded me because I would have done the dumb thing and come in here. Take care. Talk soon. See you on Friday. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.